Join the conversation today. Text us on 0499 736 736. Live on SEN Track, you're listening to Trot's Life.
It's time to take a peek into the little black book.
It's great to have your company back here on Trot's Live, Thursday the 21st of March. Paul Sebastiani here with you. Vince Lotchisano is with us as well. How's that for a little sweeper?
I like that.
Yeah.
that song reminds me of the old show, what, the Donald Trump one.
The Apprentice. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can make as much money as Donald Trump this weekend with a man that we are very fond of here on Trot's Life and here at SEN Track. He goes by the name of Steve Cleave. It is his little black book segment. Steve, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Vince. How are we, boys?
Morning, Stephen. We're pretty good, I think.
Yeah, we're better for hearing your voice anyway.
Very upbeat.
Oh, you say that now. Just tell me that on Monday morning.
We definitely will. Talk to us. How is Mirakuru going after how many runs has the horse had now? Two?
He's had two,
yep.
So we're third up, next start, the one you're waiting for.
Yes.
Need a little bit of luck with the barrier draw. He's been racing well, times are good, we've just had no luck.
Yeah, how did he pull up from the weekend?
Absolute treat.
Beautiful.
Yeah, run, hitting the world of good, he looks fantastic, and he bounced through that run like he's a two-year-old.
Beautiful, oh, that's very nice.
I actually see that he dead-heated for seventh with a horse that you thought was a good chance in the race.
Yeah, that's right. So if I thought it was a good chance, I did eat it with it. We must have gone okay. Forget that it was seven.
Yes, exactly.
There we go. We love that. Absolutely love that. All right, shall we recap some of the results from the weekend? How did we fare? And we'll also look towards what's to come today and into the rest of the weekend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was a great night. On last weekend, we had a couple of winners with Heavenly Charm, our value play, getting up at $8.50. That was a fantastic win, and the race was set up for it beautifully. And Bark also got the win. He needed a little bit of luck, but he got through up the sprint lane and got the win for us. Delby Robin ran a really good second, and Ebony's Avenger, really good value, ran third as well. So, yep, we're right around the money, which is great to see.
Yep, no, that's fantastic. Speaking of money, what have you got for us this weekend, Steve? Talk to us.
We have Melton Saturday night. We've got runners in every race bar for one. So seven out of eight races, we have winners. Hopefully we've got seven.
Yeah, that's a good Freudian slip.
Good start, that's for sure. But there's two ways to look at this meeting, and not everyone, I suppose, are big punters. If you're a big punter, I would only have two bets, and that would be race six, number nine, Requero Rebel. I'd just have 100 straight out on her, and then straight into race seven, number eight, in Bark, and have 100 straight out on him. They'll both be short enough, but you could make a profit. But because we're not all big punters, I like to spread it out a little bit, see if we can't find some value. So if we go through those seven races, in race number one, we've got two horses in this race, and that is Dance Away, which is number six, and Operative Line, number 10. And I'm happy to have a little bet on both of these horses. So race one, number six, I'd have a $50 win bet on Dance Away after a terrific win in the Terrain Cup. And then number 10, Operative Line, it's fourth up here. It gets an okay barrier draw following. I think it's going to get a good run. It's going to be good odds too. I'm expecting double figures. We're going to have a $5 win bet and $20 place bet. So $50 a win, race one, number six, and a 5x20, race one, number 10.
Beautiful. So race one, dance away, and race one, Operative Line. Okay. Race two, is that the race we're skipping, or are we have we got something here?
We've got something here. Sebastian's Boy, number 12. Absolutely flying on its win first start. Unfortunately, it galloped before the start, last start, so you've got to put a line through that run. Not getting good enough value, though, to back it off the barrier draw with the chance it could do something wrong at the start. So we'll be watching it, but won't be backing it.
Okay, so Sebastian's Boy, race number two. We'll have a watch, but no outlay there. Race number three on the program at Melton.
Yeah, race number three, we've got Serge Blanco first up from a spell. This horse goes terrific fresh, but wow, what a nice little field this is, especially up against Catch a Wave. Certainly be watching him go around, but no bet.
Okay, no bet. So Serge Blanco, race number three, the horse to watch there. Race four?
Race 4, we do not have any black book runners. It's a two-year-old. Haven't managed to put any two-year-olds in the black book yet. So that's the one race we don't have a runner in.
Beautiful. Is there anything from a breeding perspective that you liked particularly in that race at all?
Yeah, the highlight reel, number one. He's been trialling up absolutely super. He's a poster boy colt. He looks a real class animal. It's going to be a great watch, actually. Clayton Tonkin's got two-year-old first starters in there. Both are very well bred. So the first starters versus the ones that have raced 40 Love and Hesitate, who look very nice horses. This, although it's a small field of six, I think it's going to be an exciting race.
Okay, we like that. So there might be some black bookers out of this race potentially running in behind those really smart types we've seen at the trials. Race 5 at Melton, first leg of the quaddie.
Yeah, race number 5. We've got two runners in this race. Number 9, Ebony's Avenger, who is racing extremely well, and number 11, Visionary, who, big odds Visionary, and just needs a little bit of luck to go its way, and it can be running in the money. It's currently marked at $26, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get a little bit better than that. We're going to have a little play here on Visionary and just going to have $20 the place on number 11. So we're looking at real value with this one. If it can get the right toe into the race, I think it can run a place.
Okay, beautiful. Love that.
There's talk also that this might be Queen Elida's last run in the country. Is that right?
Yeah, well, look, it's hard to tell. It's going home to race in the big trot race over there, the slot race they've got going. Whether she comes back or not is a question mark. I hope she does because... we need horses like her on the track. She's an absolute gem.
No, we definitely do. Be interesting to
see how
she goes.
Got the job ahead from Barrier 13 on the weekend, that's for sure.
Does she ever?
She certainly does, but it's over 2760, so Barrier's sort of become a little bit null and void.
True.
If they can make their own moves in the race.
Yep. Indeed. So race number 6, second leg of the quaddie here for us, Steve, for the Little Black Book.
Yeah, so this one's interesting. We've got four runners in there. Number 4, Major Fire. Number 7, who won last week for us, Heavenly Charm. Number 9, Ricciero Rebel. And number 10, So What, who's also absolutely flying. But we're just having one bet here, and that's race 6, number 9, Ricciero Rebel. $50 straight out the win.
Love it. Yeah, Ricciero Rebel going super at the moment as well. Race 7, third leg of the quaddie here at Melton.
Yeah, race 7, we've got one horse in this, and that is the one that got up for us last week in Bark. Mm-hmm. Should be winning again. Not enough value for us. It says $1.80. I think he'll go around $1.40 this week. So we won't be backing him, but we'll be cheering him home.
Like that. Like that.
My dog. That's my dog's favourite horse.
No, that's shocking. I thought you were going to make a singing reference there or a musical reference.
Vince. You need to go on Tuesday, so we can
That is absolutely
just thought I'd throw in a real dad joke there.
Oh, that is terrible. It's absolutely... Get us back on track, Steve. Race 8 at Melton.
You've got a dumb button there. You should dump that.
I'll tell you what, after this show...
Lucky last race at Melton, the Australian Pacing Gold Pace. Now, we've got three horses in this race. Changeover Girl, number 2. Clomenis, number 7. And Delby Robin, number 9. And, Clomenis is going well. He drew 7 last week, and as we talked about before, he did come out in 7. So we won't be backing him, but we are going to back the other two Little Black Book runners. So race 8, number 2, Changeover Girl. I think this horse could be in the 20-1, 25-1 mark. A little bit of value here. If the emergency comes out, it comes out of Barrier 1. I can just see it getting the perfect run behind the favourite Classic Mission and then getting a good chance to run a place. So we're going to have a little $5 win bet just in case something happens to the favourite and we can get over the top of it, but a $20 place bet. So a $25 outlay on race 8, number 2, and also on race 8, number 9, Delby Robin. This horse is banging on the door for a win. It is flying home in its races of late. It's got a nice trailing through draw. I think it's going to be hitting the line absolutely strong ass. So we're going to have a $10 win bet and $20 a place bet. So that's all the value bets for the meeting. As I said, if you want to play value, that's the way I would go. If you want to play hard and fast, then we could just have two win bets on two favourites and just go for gold that way.
Beautiful. All right, so that was a final leg of the quaddie. Anything else we've got at Melton that we need to keep our eye on for the Little Black Book?
Look, that's pretty much it for the night. We've got, as I said, runners in every race bar for the two-year-old, and that two-year-old race is going to be exciting. It's a terrific night's racing. I mean, there's only 8 races, but, boy, it's just full of absolute class and quality. So really looking forward to it. I'll be working at Melton on Trots Vision.
Oh, fantastic. Beautiful. Will you be suited up, or is it a little bit more of a laid-back affair?
Nah, mate, I'll be in the suit.
Hey, very nice. Very, very, very nice. Yes. All right, so let's recap the actual betting play from a dollar's perspective so the punters can get their bets on for the weekend.
Okay, so value play-wise, we're going with race one, number 10, $5 to win, $20 the place.
Mm-hmm.
Race one, number six, $50 straight out the win. Race five, number 11, $20 the place. Race six, number nine, $50 straight out the win. Race eight, number two, $5 the win, $20 the place. And race eight, number nine, $10 the win, $20 a place. That is the $200 game plan. But as I said, if you don't want to be chasing bets all night, and you just want to have two real good cracks at it, you could go race six, number nine, 100 the win. Race seven, number eight, 100 the win, and just have two red hot goes.
Beautiful. Absolutely fantastic.
Sounds great.
We've got options for all punters there, Steve. Mirakuru, hopefully we can get something nice done there third up as well. Eh? How does that sound?
Fingers crossed. Yeah. That's all we're hoping for.
Exactly. And after that gag I just told before, I had word from management, race seven, number seven. They just said our Vincent can go. Whenever he's ready, he can go. Straight out the front door.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, good Lord. This is what we're dealing with on a Thursday morning here, Steve.
Gotta love it.
Good man, mate. Well, good luck. Good luck this weekend, and we will chat next week, mate. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thanks, boys. Have a great one.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Steve.
There we go. Steve Cleave joining us for the Little Black Book. Hopefully we can find some winners there, Vince. That'd be fantastic.
Well, most of his bets are based on value, so not every one of them are going to come off. But when they do, they generally pay quite handsomely.
Mm. Mm.